We're talking today with Jeremy Weichel, who is one of the Star Farmer finalists here at the 85th National Convention of the FFA. Jeremy, let's talk a little bit about your farm operation. Of course, you're in Cordell, Oklahoma, the southwestern part of our state. I know that the heart of your program really is all about cattle and wheat.
Yes, sir. I run stocker cattle on wheat pasture in the wintertime and on my grassland during the summer on my rented and owned land.
So tell me a little bit about how you've grown the projects over the years. What did you start with and where you are today?
I started out purchasing 80 acres, and I rented an additional 160, and now I own 160 and rent that 160 and run my cattle and raise wheat on it.
It's been a tough couple of years for wheat production, hadn't it?
It sure has. It sure has. It's been pretty difficult, but I've been able to use my crop insurance and things like that and stay afloat.
Now, obviously, the part of our strategy in the Southern Plains is to be able to use wheat pasture. And again, that's been pretty difficult to do in the last couple of years of drought.
Yes, it has. But for me, we've had some early rains at the beginning of our wheat crop, and the past few years I have been able to graze calves pretty well. It's more towards the end of the wheat crop that things start going wrong, and so it's been hard to actually make the wheat crop, but my grazing has been pretty good the last couple of years.
So you, for the most part, you're trying to do a dual purpose of both grazing and grain.
Yes, I graze my cattle out on the wheat pasture till about March 15th and pull off and then try to make a wheat crop.
At this point, you know, what are your plans down the road?
In the next 5 years, I hope to be back home farming and ranching full time. My dad and my grandpa want to start, you know, turn it over to the next generation, and it's going to certainly start happening within the next 5 years. So I'm looking forward to it.
Do you see that particular combination of wheat and cattle viable for a long period of time?
I do, especially in where I live, in my area, and the climate that we have in that area. Wheat and cattle and grass really complement each other very well. And so it works for me, and I think it'll work in the future, too.
Are you doing pretty well strictly stock, or do you have some mama cows as well?
Right now, I just am purely a stocker steer operation. In the future, when I get back home and get more involved and have a little more capital built up, I think I'd like to incorporate a cow-calf enterprise into my existing operation. But right now, with the uncertainty in the weather, and of course, you're always going to have the uncertainty in the weather, but the past 2 years in a drought would be kind of a hard time to start a cow-calf herd. So, you know, I kind of want to wait and see how this climate thing goes and kind of go from there.
Are you doing you have some permanent pasture as well as the wheat pasture that you're using?
Yes, on my grassland I have some. It's kind of a combination between native and improved grasses, mostly you know, Plains blue stem and some you know, little blue stem, as well as some Bermuda grass.
You've gone through the judging process. How'd that go for you?
Went real well. Wasn't near as hard as I thought it was going to be, but
that's good news.
But this whole deal has been a real good experience. You know, it's kind of icing on the cake. You know, I've been growing my operation for the past 7 years, and it's kind of neat to come up here and be recognized for it. So,
you know, I'm betting that at least a few of the judges didn't have a real good understanding of the fact of the wheat pasture concept. Were you able to explain some of that to the judges as you went?
I didn't have as much problem as I thought I would. They understood it pretty well, it seemed like, but you know, that's definitely true when you get up here in the corn country, so to speak. But people don't really realize that you can graze cattle on wheat pasture, and I kind of, the way I explained it was, you know, it's kind of a fringe benefit instead of, you know, a byproduct, whereas up here they can graze their yearlings out on corn stalks after their corn harvest. But, you know, I kind of get my grazing beforehand, so it's kind of a fringe benefit rather than a byproduct. So it when you put it like that, it's kind of easy for people to explain it. And, you know, Oklahoma has an abundance of wheat pasture on most years, so, you know, why not use that forage and put that cheap cost to cheap cost of gain on those calves. So it works for us.